Mobile.
TR Mobile.
Hey Tom, W4DJW Mobile.
Guten Morgen, Dave. Beautiful day except for the wind. We can do without it. Oh, we're just headed down to take some wheels back that they gave me the wrong ones for my lawnmower, the little wheels on the deck. Yeah, down at John Deere. And then on down to Aldi's. How's your day?
How's mine? I'm going to the dentist. And it's a new dentist. It's a new dentist that's never done anything on me before. Well, if you don't ever hear from me again, you'll know what happened.
I get inner feeling, don't you, Bernice, and that he don't like dentists?
Yes.
shoot. Well, just confidentially, I heard he's the one that uses the square needles, Dave.
So, thankfully, it's not the same one that uses square needles. My dentist retired, and I went there for cleaning, and they said, you know, you haven't had x-rays in a long time, you haven't had this, you haven't had this, you got to do this, you got to do this. And then they found some things, and surprise, surprise, and they wanted to do it all at once, and I said, let's walk before we run, let's fix the one that's needs the attention now, and we'll see how that goes. And if that goes okay, we'll come back and get the other two, but if it doesn't go okay, they won't see me again.
You know, I would look at that as a positive thing because, first of all, they're probably saving you some grievous pain down the line. And second of all, she's probably at the top of her game. If she's a new dentist, it depends on her age, of course. But I think you'll be just fine. I get those x-rays once a year. I think they add up to about $400. They haven't done that fancy one where they go clear around your head. My dentist down there at Crowns now, I just love him, Dr. Dixon. And the other dentist there, they're both great. I can't say enough about them. They're right down there by the post office. Gee, many of this road's gone to heck up here. The cutoff, you know, what is it, Bernice? What is it? Oh, Rutherford. It goes by your house, Dave. Man, the chuck holes. Just since that rain. But, yeah, I think they add up to about $400, but I got insurance, and I usually have to pay for that paste they put on your teeth at the last, that fluoride, but that's about all.
Not that I had any insurance, but Amy's still got some dental insurance on me, so thankfully that's not an issue yet, not until I use it all up. But you're right, she probably is doing the right thing. And I asked Michelle, who is the, I guess she's a hygienist. I asked her, I said, how's this new dentist when I was checking out? Because I've known her for like 20, 25 years. And she said she's really, really hurt you near as bad as Dr. Cofer, who... Dr. Cofer had really big hands, and he had to really spread your jaws apart to be able to get his hands in there. She said she's got little bitty hands, and it doesn't hurt at all. She can get in and out of there, and she doesn't have to stretch your jaw open. So hopefully that's an upside. But anyway, that doesn't take the anxiety away, you know, from the dentist, first of all, and from being a new dentist, second of all.
This is Angel TR. I'm going past the horse ranch down here by your place. You know, Dave, I like going to the dentist, but I'm very, very, extremely particular. One of them hurts me or something one time, well, I'm going to another one unless he can explain why. I've had good ones, and I've had a few that were not so good. I had one when my wisdom teeth was taken out, broke a wisdom tooth. And when he said, hand me the elephant chisel, I like to drop out of the chair. And he liked to knock my head off. It was up in Kansas after he broke that tooth off. And he was an oral surgeon. And, man, one of my, what do you call him again? I just said it. The ones like Shelley's going to get taken out. Wisdom teeth. It came out real easy. But the one on the other side, whew, was bad. Then I had one dentist that said, well, I've never done a root canal before, but I can do them. And anyway, she tried, and the first shot he gave me, I almost passed out in the chair. He hit a nerve back in the back of my mouth. So, you know, God didn't make us all the same, I guess you'd say, Dave. And it can happen.
And this will probably be my last one because I'm about to turn in the parking lot. But you're right. When I had to have some special work done, they sent me to a doc guy down in Greenville. And he was kind of like you were saying, like the guy with the elephant chisel. And I didn't like him at all. I came back and I said, find another one. That's not going to work. So they sent me to one over in Simpsonville, and that one worked just fine. He flew multirotors, so we had something in common. And you're right. We're not all the same. We're all different, and thankfully. Thankfully, we're not all the same. Thankfully, we're all different. Anyway, I'm turning in here, Tom. You and Bernice have a wonderful day. And like I said, if you never hear from me again, you'll know what happened. W4DJW clear.
you made my day, Dave. You will be fine. They really, they're good people and a lot of education. And so think of them as a software engineer, kind of like you was, only on teeth. And that way you'll feel better about it. 73's Dave. You need somebody to come and get you, give me a holler. This is N0TR clear.
4PXH,